Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on a Hertz Day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, it's a hot one out there. There's no Ike today. Sorry, just me and Jack and Fran. Jack, how you feeling, buddy?
Don't change that radio dial.
No, stick with it. It's going to be a good show today.
We got a good show for you today, finally. We're going to have some truth about the quarterback.
No.
Looking forward to that. It was a big day early. I golfed this morning.
Oh, yeah?
And let me just inform everyone out there. This guy's got no shot.
The camera.
Yeah, he's got no shot. Even if I don't play well, I wouldn't even say I was great this morning.
Yeah.
But I still got it enough.
Yeah.
I might have to play left-handed in order to lose to Jota Kamara at golf. So we're feeling a little cocky early.
All right, there you go.
It's definitely hot out, but you know what? We're gonna power through like we always do.
I'm used to the holler at your boy.
I don't do the holler at your boy.
All right. Fran's producing for us. Fran, holler at your boy.
Holler at your boy.
Right, wow, you didn't do like before you open the mic. That's crazy.
Do I do that?
Yeah. Every time you crack the mic, it's always.
Yeah. I feel like if you're like attacking me about something, I do that.
But we're always attacking you.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Always defensive, Fran.
Well, it's a big show today. It is top 11 week on the WIP afternoon show.
Really?
Yes, in case you haven't heard.
Haven't heard anything about it.
Yep, Rage baiting it up all week long. At 2:30, we will reveal numbers 5 and 4 on the official list. So we're getting down to the nitty gritty. You can probably guess who is left on the list. It's just where everybody is. So we'll reveal 5 and 4 there. At 3 o'clock, Jake Fisher, now known as the People's Insider.
Wow.
Jake Fisher will join us to talk about Ace Bailey canceling his visit with the Sixers.
What a bad guy.
Canceled his visit. So we'll talk to Jake about Ace Bailey and who he thinks the Sixers will take at 3.
By the way,
what?
Not even in the top 20 of weird Sixers stories.
No, not even close.
I'm sure that Ace, when this came out, he's like, this will get him.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No, not even close. We're numb to this. Canceled? Okay. It just means we have a free night. That's all that means.
On to the next one.
Yep. Jolly joins us at 4 to give his top 11 list, and James Seltzer joins us at 4:30 so we can fight with him about Jalen Hurts.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
So, I have to say, I was stunned listening to Giglio today and listening to a bunch of different callers thinking that Rob Thompson handled Nick Castellanos the wrong way yesterday.
The camera, too.
The camera as well?
Yep. All said he had no backbone.
So I don't think you understand what the job of the manager is for the Philadelphia Phillies. The job of the manager on Rob Thompson's job is to get the Phillies to play as best as they can. And he has a bunch of different things, right? He has to put people at different positions. He has to set the lineup card. But his biggest job is to get the very best out of every player he has, to manage the personalities of the team. The job of Rob Thompson is not to be some disciplinarian hard ass and make sure everybody knows that he's boss. There are some guys that handle coaching that way, but if you are managing a baseball team in 2025, coaching a professional basketball team in 2025, a pro football team, this hard ass thing where you're the boss and everybody's got to know it doesn't work. It's not the military. It's not boarding school. So his job is to get the best out of every player, including Nick Castellanos, and that is by pressing the right buttons with all of those players. So with Nick Castellanos, and I think he did the right thing. I get it. Okay. He embarrassed him on Tuesday night. As far as Nick Castellanos is concerned, he embarrassed him on Tuesday night by pulling him out of the game for defense. Then he embarrassed him on Wednesday by pulling him out of the game, breaking his streak, and publicly saying that it was a punishment for something that he said. Nick Castellanos knows the message from Rob Thompson at this point. So if all Nick Castellanos needs from an ego perspective is to know that it's not going to happen again last night, that's fine. Like, he's going to have, Nick Castellanos is going to be a Philly. They're not going to trade him at the deadline. They need him to produce. Like, he needs, Rob Thompson needs a good Nick Castellanos. And if Rob Thompson thinks, who has, by the way, pressed a lot of right buttons this year, Rob Thompson, and gotten a lot of players to do things that they're not comfortable with. If Rob Thompson thinks that Nick Castellanos needs the assurance last night to know that it's not going to happen, then I trust Rob Thompson making that decision and making Nick Castellanos comfortable. And I think Nick Castellanos knows in his the deepest part of his heart and the deepest part of his brain that in a big game at some point, it could happen again because it already happened once. But I think Rob Thompson, I don't think it's about backbone. It's not showing that he's tough. It's not showing that he's the boss. It is getting the best out of everyone. He laid down a line. He let the guy know it was unacceptable. And then he gave a little bit so Nick Castellanos isn't completely emasculated. The goal in this isn't to make Nick Castellanos feel small or feel emasculated. The goal is to get the best out of Nick Castellanos. And I think that's what Rob Thompson has done a good job of doing.
Yeah, and I just don't know. I think the thing that gets lost is what you said there at the end about you don't want to lose Nick Castellanos. I think he's a replacement level player. I think he's a below average defensive player, but ultimately they need Nick Castellanos if they're going to win the World Series. He's going to have to be on the team. I'd find it hard pressed to believe that they'll be able to find a right fielder deadline, whatever. And I don't know why we can't just accept that what happened here was two grown men had a conversation, had, you know, let the feelings out. I'm sure Nick Castellanos let some feelings out. Apparently, he apologized to Rob Thompson a couple times, which is good to see, good to hear. And I think last night was a good example of, hey, maybe it worked. I mean, Castellanos looked pretty spry in right field. He made the play at the end of the game. He smoked some baseballs. Now, he only saw four pitches and four at-bats.
Yeah, so but that's Castellanos.
He was out there. Yeah. He was out there trying to be super, super aggressive, which you want because you want aggressive Castellanos. And I think that there became an understanding between both of those guys of, hey, like, hey, maybe don't spring it on me like that. And right. Thompson had to say, okay, well, I'll give here, you give there. That's what compromising is. You can't just be like, well, I need to do it again all the time. This is how it's going to work. That's not how it works where you work. It's not where it works where we work.
Right.
Where there has to be a little bit of give and take. And I don't think Rob Thompson's going to have any hesitation to do it again at some point down the road. I think it's going to be obviously dependent upon where Castellanos hit. Like if Castellanos was up the next inning on Monday night, he's not pulled out of the game in a two-run lead. But he just hit. And it was very hard to believe that he's going to come back around with the two-run lead. So I think it was a really... I was worried yesterday, and it was real worry. I wasn't like doing a bit. I don't do bits with the Phillies. Dead serious at all times. Very scared at all times.
It's hard to get you to do a bit with the Phillies.
Yeah, I don't play along.
Yeah,
and I was legitimately worried about the Castellanos Thompson situation possibly blowing up. But I think both now, looking back and seeing how yesterday went, I felt like it was two guys that came together, and I think it's going to end up ultimately being a really positive situation.
215-592-9494. What do you think of the situation, the resolve of Nick Castellanos and Rob Thompson? Do you think Rob Thompson did the right thing in bending and letting Nick Castellanos stay in right field last night? And by the way, I don't think that the precedent that Rob Thompson was trying to set the other night is that Nick Castellanos is always going to come out of the game, you know, as a for a defensive replacement in a close game. I don't think that's what Rob Thompson was trying to do. Rob Thompson was just trying to get a win the other night, thought it wasn't, and I imagine he didn't think it was going to be a big deal.
No.
And Castellanos reacted the way that he did. Again, like, Rob Thompson, his whole job here is to get the best out of these guys. And one other thing, because I hear this thrown around, and a caller said it yesterday too, about Castellanos being a replacement level player. Well, replacement level players are not valueless. There are plenty of players out there that are below replacement level players. So all a replacement level player is means that he's not hurting you from wins. He's not he is not like additive over what an average player is.
Sure.
But most players, there's not a lot of players that are a replacement level player is valuable because he is more valuable than a sub-replacement level player. So whoever they're putting out in right field for Nick Castellanos, if it's not Nick Castellanos, is not just in one inning as a defender, but as a player, he has value on the team. He has value on the team as a leader. He has value on the team, his bat. He is a good hitter. He's a bad fielder. There are plenty of bad fielders in baseball. But again, like, I don't think Rob Thompson's changed a lot this year. I think he's adjusted a lot. I think the two guys who have adjusted the most this year are Trey Turner and Rob Thompson.
I think you possibly put Schwarber in there.
Okay.
Just hitting behind Bryce and getting used to that situation.
I don't think his approach has changed very much, but I think moving in the lineup, I agree with you the most. But I've been impressed with Trey Turner's, you know, his approach at the plate, and I've been really impressed with Rob Thompson's decisions to, A, move Schwarber around in the lineup, drop Bohm down when he wasn't, you know, hitting that well, and knowing the right time to move him back up, dropping Bryson Stott from the leadoff position. He's done that too. So I think Rob Thompson has, I think to a certain extent, you just have to trust that Rob Thompson knows that he pushed Nick Castellanos far enough to where Nick Castellanos knows what he wants out of him and knows what the line is, and not that he has to embarrass him and pull him every time he needs to.
Yeah, what I find interesting, it doesn't seem like there's a benefit of the doubt with Rob Thompson. And it feels like there's this, he's like this soft guy. I don't see a soft guy with Rob Thompson. I think he's mild-mannered. I think he's definitely laid back. But I think that he's a baseball man. And baseball men are different than like football guys that are in your face. And it's just a different kind of sport. I think he's a good quality baseball guy. And, you know, I think it's been a little bit too black and white with how this thing has to be handled. I think the truth is that there has to be a level of compromise. And by the way, I mean, Castellanos seems like a guy that could benefit from having a kick in the ass.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Again, you don't want Nick Castellanos emasculated. You don't want him to be, you know, have his head down and
publicly shamed.
Again, he was embarrassed and shamed two consecutive days. I just think that's enough. I think Rob Thompson made his point. I don't think he needs to continually make his point. And again, I don't think it makes Rob Thompson weak, the fact that he gave a little bit. When you're in the position that Thompson is,
and the position like you were in,
well, it's not dissimilar. I mean, it's true.
It is true. I'm laughing, but yeah. You were a manager of super talented, not as highly paid.
No, but highly paid.
And that have egos.
Yeah, ego. And you can't, like, you have to understand that part of being a great baseball player for some of these guys is their ego, is their confidence. It's the same as here. And you don't want that ego to be gone, and you don't want that confidence to be gone. And, like, you can't just, especially today, like, today is different than 30 years ago. I think one of the issues with Chip Kelly is that Chip Kelly came to the NFL and acted like it was college.
Sure.
And acted like the players would just do whatever he said, whenever he said it, and you saw what happened there.
You got to give.
And we see that, by the way, we see the coach that is thriving now for the Eagles is the opposite of that, is a guy who I do think gives, you know, think about Nick Sirianni last year and Jalen Carter. Two separate instances that he handled differently. One, Jalen Carter was late to a bunch of meetings. I think that's what we figured out it was. And he didn't start. Jalen Carter did not start for a game. Jalen Carter knew what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yet later in the season, Jalen Carter and Nick Sirianni had a conflict on the sidelines. And there was nothing that happened out of that, because Sirianni knows when to press the buttons, when to draw the line, and just like Thompson does.
Well, and it happened with AJ, too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it happened on some of the biggest stages. I mean, AJ had the thing in the Super Bowl, and they were, and AJ's a high wire act where you got to be able to manage that. And I think that's been one of the, that's why I was so impressed with Sirianni last year. I thought he had an unbelievable year. And final thing before we wrap this this part of the conversation up.
Yep.
I just think you have to give Castellanos a chance to redeem himself. Like last night, after everything that happened, he did it a couple nights ago. You have to. I think you run the risk of possibly losing the player. And I think that you give him a chance, make him feel good, and hey, again, like we mentioned a little bit earlier, maybe you get the best version of Castellanos defensively, and you get him back on track, because he's always been a below-average right fielder, but it hasn't been as bad as it's been this year. I don't think he runs pretty hard out of the box, doesn't move that quickly,
yeah.
But there has been better moments for him in right field than has happened this year. And maybe this is kind of a little bit of a wake-up call from that standpoint.
215-592-9494. What do you think of the Rob Thompson, Nick Castellanos situation? By the way, just so you know, after seeing what Castellanos did in right field after he caught that ball, after I have a good take on the radio, that's what I'm doing. I'm pulling my shirt off every time.
Clip that photo, just Morgenstein.
Do not, Morgenstein. Yeah,
get it on the internet.
Do not. 215-5. Hey, that's for the YouTube people only. It's only for the live YouTube.
YouTube after dark.
I swear, Justin, video Justin, if you put that clip up anywhere, you're done for.
Send it to me.
Yeah. Joe and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Yo, happy Juneteenth, y'all.
Happy Juneteenth, Joe.
So I just wanted to put, I think this all Casty, Rob Thompson is a bunch of Nuttenberger. They're together for 6 months a year. There's going to be fighting. There's going to be disagreements. And I just think he just drawed a line. I heard Giglio this afternoon, and he was grasping for straws, saying that he looked unhappy after Stott hit a home run. He looked pretty happy with his teammates at the end of the game. And if that's the Castellanos we're going to get, that's the Castellanos that's going to make this team win a World Series.
Well, by the way, look at how happy Marsh was for Castellanos at the end of that game. Like, he was celebrating for him. Those guys like Castellanos.
And by the way, so does Rob Thompson.
Yes.
Rob Thompson said multiple times, I love Castellanos.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I'm sure Rob Thompson was thrilled for him.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is, Joe, you said it was I don't think it's a nothing burger. And, like, I guess in the grand context of everything during a season, it's all sort of a nothing burger. Every one game is, every one moment is. But I do think, I do think Thompson taking that step when he took it, and them getting through this, you know, you have moments during a season which at the time seem small, right, or seem big, and then you look back at the end of the year and you say, wow, that was a moment where something changed. And we'll talk about the bye week last year forever, but
we really will.
Well, but I mean, it's the bye week, and it's also Sirianni after the game against the Browns. And when he had it, I'm sure, get talked to by the owner and by his boss and all those things about how he handles himself. And I think he took note of that.
Sure.
And he is a better coach now because he was disciplined for what he did.
And the BG comments.
And the BG comments. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a long season, 162. You got to find a way to motivate these players.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
June, so you got to do something sometimes to shake it up and just be like, look, this ain't going to fly. And I bet you Cassie went out there and was like, I want to prove the manager a big, F you to him.
Yes, and to everybody else, and to everybody who says he can't play right field and all those sorts of things. And if two things come out of this, one, he takes a little more pride and a little more energy. Like, we're all going to take that in right field. And the other thing is even though he didn't do it last night, I know now that Nick Castellanos knows that he can get pulled in an important game for defensive, and he's not going to react the same way. And what Rob Thompson did was he gave himself, in a game in the middle of June, he bought himself the ability to do it in September or October when he needs to do it, because now Castellanos knows it's important. I'll tell you, Joe, this would have been a big deal if it happened in the division series in October and Castellanos was pissed off and blah, blah, if it didn't already happen here. So I think setting this line here, I think, is important for the future.
I think so too. They just have to do it to Harper next. No. Make it, you know.
No. Nah, well, we're good there.
Yeah, well, thank you for the call, Joe.
I do wonder. Now, Trey's been better defensively this year.
Yes.
But I wonder, like, if in a big game they're up by. But I also don't think they're going to do that.
No, and but Sosa, that's Sosa. Who you put there. For Bryce, it's not the fielding, it's the dumb
effort,
base running.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he.
Dumb base running is whatever. It's the if he doesn't run first base, will something happen?
Yeah, or if he doesn't run to first base, or if when he hits a ball that he thinks is a home run and it hits the wall and he winds up on second rather than third or first rather than second.
Yeah, but he's been screwed by the baseballs this year. You see that story?
No.
Higher seams?
No.
Ball's not traveling as much as it used to.
Four feet shorter,
Spike. What do you got to say about that?
Guys, shut up. 215.5. That's not 4 feet shorter for Aaron Judge.
Yeah,
or
well,
Shohei
first
Ohtani.
Off, Yankees probably have different baseballs because MLB wants them to be great.
Oh,
torpedo
right.
bats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember your torpedo bat fear?
Can you stop it?
I was thinking about that the other day, though.
Yeah.
I was like, remember Spike Man the first 2 weeks saying baseball's ruined? This is the steroid era all over again because of bats?
We look. It was a scary moment, and we had to do shows.
I know.
All right. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Jack.
What's up, Tasty?
What's up, Dom?
So Spike, yesterday, I'm not walking too good yet, so I went to the doctor's, and they have to get a transport, somebody take me there. Right?
Okay.
Guy in the Lamar, he's your biggest fan.
Nice.
What's up, Lamar?
Listen to you guys in the, I don't know if it's an, it's a transport.
Okay.
You know, where they put the wheelchair right in the back is... They load the wheelchair right in the back.
Right.
And I did not have to tell him he had you guys on already.
Now,
what's up, Lamar?
Did you guys bond over, like, saying how crazy you were for where he ranked Jalen?
Yeah, his biggest thing is a message for Ike, who's not here.
Okay, what's
and
the
Lamar
message?
And Lamar says that as a member of the delegation, he thinks he should have a stronger vote on the 5:30 comeback song.
See, again, the delegation's object. Objecting to the 5:30 creed. I mean, like, we mix it all in. We mix it all in.
It's all in. There's hip hop. It's all there. It's just the creed. And the other thing, Tasty Cake, and I promise we'll get to Castellanos, Rob Thompson, is that Ike loved 5:30 creed. Like,
originally did not like 5:30 creed.
Well, originally liked it, but then we could see him sort of like he grew to love it. It was not like Ike was just like, you know, has been kicking and screaming the entire time. Ike likes singing Creed. He keeps, if you'll notice, he keeps singing when we're done singing. He starts singing the next line, too. So.
And sources close to Ike say it started to be played at the Ike Breeze household.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Lamar was the first guy I ever heard talk against it.
Well, Lamar, we're talking about a potential song change in July after Creed is here, and we will think very deeply. I've thought about every delegation's desire for what that is. So
the other thing, so I'm in the doctor's office, Jack. So I missed part of it, but Lamar claims that at some point in the thing, you were affected deeply by criticism on YouTube? Did you say something like that?
Oh, yeah. The YouTube chat's a bunch of morons, except for one guy who makes a lot of sense in there. And, I just, listen, I don't have time to deal with people, so I block people. I'm very pro-blocking.
Jack, see, the problem is Jack won't ignore the YouTube chat. Instead,
I need to check in and see if I'm doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, newsflash, you're not.
You guys... are the best show on radio.
Well, of course.
Case closed.
Thank you.
Spike, you know this. I've been listening to this station for 30 years.
Yes. And so, we appreciate you are a foxhole guy.
Cool moment. I stick to you. So my point about Castellanos, Spike, is
yes.
As an old man, but in my life, even a ham and egger like me, I like to be coached hard.
Yep.
I always respond to coaching hard, and my example of that is my best phone calls are to call after you rip my ass. So
he's managing you, Tasty Cake.
That next phone call is usually brilliant.
Yeah, you bring it. Yes, yeah. Well, and I've talked about this with Ike sometimes. I think football players actually love that, like love being coached, but quarterbacks, not always the same. Wide receivers, not always the same. So I think generally, I think they want to be coached. They also want to be told they did a good job when they do a good job. So that's not all. Coaching them up is not always about telling them when they did something wrong. It's about telling them when they did something right, too. And it's not about making them feel small. It's about bringing out the best of them. And Casty's a different guy. He's a different guy than the whole clubhouse is full of different kind of guys. And I think to an extent, he pushed Casty when Casty needed to be pushed, when he crossed a line. And now I think Casty, A, knows where the line is, and B, knows that it's possible he could get pulled for a defensive replacement when Rob Thompson
wants
to.
And he got benched, and the streak is not nothing here.
Nothing
for
him.
For a prideful guy like that, and he knows that to be able to do that to that guy sends a clear message.
Yes.
Sends a clear message to him.
Yeah, and the rest of the
team. And the rest of the team.
By the way, that there are rules for everyone. All right, Tasty Cake.
Can I throw one more thing at you from the wheelchair gang?
Yes, sir.
Because we talk baseball.
Yep.
And it's great mentally for me, Spike, because I'm the youngest guy by about 15 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. All
right.
In that gang. I mean, yeah. But so they claim if you put Spike, Acuna, and Trey Turner's numbers again and remove the names, 8 out of 10 guys, just based on stats, would check off Trey Turner.
Do you mean Lindor?
You might mean Lindor.
Lindor.
Well,
Lindor.
Thanks for the call, Tasty Cake. We'll talk about it. The difference
that was pointed out yesterday.
Yeah, the difference is that if you have two eyes, you can watch that Lindor is a high level defensive player, which Trey
well
Turner
he has
is
if
not.
That's true, he has more errors than Trey Turner.
Can
this
you
year
stop it? He has more I errors stand, because he gets to more balls.
I stand with Jess Castellanos.
No but just talking about errors,
just talking about errors.
Look, Lindor is a good hitter. Boy, he goes through great streaks. He is a good hitter.
I think he has a broken toe right now too.
He is, and yeah. And he's an outstanding defensive player.
Yeah. All I wanted to do is point out that Trey is having a great year as well.
I had him number 10 on my list, and you had to be convinced to put him on your list. He wasn't on your list.
I had to get my backbone in order and get him beat off my list.
All right. Coming up next, speaking of the list, it is top 11 week on the WIP Afternoon Show. We will reveal numbers 5 and 4 coming up next. These are big because we're wondering where we haven't seen Bryce. We haven't seen Jalen. We haven't seen AJ. We haven't seen Saquon. We haven't seen Lane Johnson. We did see Lane Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
All these guys. So we will find out 5 and 4 next, along with your calls on Castellanos and Rob Thompson, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.